There is a mine for silver and a place where gold is refined. Iron is taken from the earth and copper is smelted from ore. Mortals put an end to the darkness. They search out the farthest recesses for ore in the blackest darkness. Far from human dwellings, they cut a shaft in places untouched by human feet. Far from other people, they dangle and sway. The earth from which food comes is transformed below as by fire. Lapis lazuli comes from its rocks, and its dust contains nuggets of gold. No bird of prey knows that hidden path. No falcon's eye has seen it. Proud beasts do not set foot on it, and no lion prowls there. People assault the flinty rock with their hands and lay bare the roots of the mountains. They tunnel through the rock. Their eyes see all its treasures. They search the sources of the rivers and bring hidden things to light. But where can wisdom be found? Where does understanding dwell? No mortal comprehends its worth. It cannot be found in the land of the living. The deep says, "It is not in me." The sea says, "It is not with me." It cannot be bought with the finest gold, nor can its price be weighed out in silver. It cannot be bought with the gold of Ophir, with precious onyx or lapis lazuli. Neither gold nor crystal can compare with it, nor can it be had for jewels of gold. Coral and jasper are not worthy of mention. The price of wisdom is beyond rubies. The topaz of Kush cannot compare with it, and it cannot be bought with pure gold. Where then does wisdom come from? Where does understanding dwell? It is hidden from the eyes of every living thing, concealed even from the birds in the sky. Destruction and death say, only a rumor of it has reached our ears. God understands the way to it, and he alone knows where it dwells. For he views the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens. When he established the force of the wind and measured out the waters, when he made a decree for the rain and a path for the thunderstorm, then he looked at wisdom and appraised it. He confirmed it and tested it. And he said to the human race, "The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to shun evil is understanding." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let's pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Again, it's a great joy for me to be with you at St. Andrew here today, this morning. After a long period of regulated restriction over gathering due to the COVID-19 in last about 2 years, we are particularly thankful to God this morning because we can present in here in person to give support to our 7 brothers and sisters who are being confirmed in the service later today. So may I wish them first, all of them, continuous spiritual growth and wisdom that comes from above to live fulfilled and fruitful Christian life. This week we read chapter 28 of the book of Job. I think you have been reading the book of Job for a certain time. This chapter, we can call this chapter, give a title as The Search of Wisdom. And we know what is, we need to learn what is a true cleverness and wisdom. What is wisdom? The chapter was Job's response to the words of his friend called Bildad in Job in his book earlier in chapter 26, verse 3. And his friend asked, "How you have counseled the unwise and provided fully sound insight." So the reading also discusses where the true wisdom is to be found. We always talk about wisdom. What is wisdom? And where can we find the wisdom, the very wisdom? This verse in this chapter 1 to 11, tells us about and compare wisdom and wealth. Regardless of silver, gold, iron, or bronze, all birds of prey, falcons, bees, or lions, they do not know how to obtain treasures. Only human beings have the wisdom to acquire treasures. In human life, we separate the material from the abstract. Things that can be seen, can be touched, and are verified while are considered material. This is a material. While the invisible and intangible, which can be felt and experienced, are classified as being abstract. We may not touch, see, but exist really here. Abstract, such as our thoughts, our feelings of love, our fear, sadness, and wisdom. In verse 1 to 11, the poet highlights this understanding of where the precious mines lay. Many of the minerals mentioned are buried deep in the earth, among the rock, embedded in the soil, and under streams. People's great effort of peoples to take on strenuous processes to obtain wealth was vividly described in this paragraph. And verses, if we read verses 3 and 4, describe the solitude and hardships of the mining process. From verse 5 onwards, the extraordinary toil of obtaining treasures was recounted, communicating in the significant question brought forth in verse 12. It says, but where can wisdom be found? Again, this question always appears in this chapter. Where can we find the wisdom? So verse 12 to 19, towards the true value of wisdom, is much, much more important than anything else. And people may think treasures in the mines are valuable. But Job asks, but where shall wisdom be found? And where does understanding dwell? We know that wisdom is as desirable as gems. But unlike gems, wisdom cannot be found in some deep crevices in the earth. The unobtainable is always more valuable than anything else in the world. The author Job wants to bring us out from the inclination towards material wealth into contemplating the importance of wisdom. Wealth may be obtained by many different ways, but without wisdom, we may lose it all. Some people compare knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is somewhere here in our brain, but wisdom is in our heart and in our life. So between verses 15 and 12, the value of wisdom was discussed here. In the eyes of human being, all precious objects like gold, silver, onyx, sapphires, crystal, etc., are materials of the New Jerusalem mentioned in the book of Revelation. Yet none of it measures up to wisdom. Verses 20 to 28 confirm that God is wisdom. Where can we find wisdom? We can find wisdom only in God. Job reassented that, behold, look, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to turn away from evil is understanding. God himself is wisdom because he's the source of life. He's the source of wisdom. because his omniscience and omnipotence, as we discussed, even if we live in the holy city of New Jerusalem, unless we know God and dwell with God himself, a lavishly decorated place is but an empty shell. If we are with God, we have everything. Job asked, where is the source of wisdom? Where can I learn to be wise? So this chapter, chapter 28 of Job, reads like a poem. The poet makes his point, stating the phenomena of God's natural creation. God is the one who establishes the natural law. We human beings can find formulas and theories, calculate the mass, the mass of matters and the accelerating of gravity, but we cannot change any details because these formulas are divinely determined by God. It is this natural order that testifies the undisputed power of God. So when we revisit the book of Job, we know that he was a righteous man who has suffered a great deal. Although he trusts God completely, he always felt that he had been gravely wronged in believing himself to be innocent all along. He pleaded his case incessantly. Finally, God granted him wisdom to rely on the Almighty through his suffering. We are entering into the realization that suffering and wisdom are related. After Job had experienced God personally, person to person, he completely changed his tenacity and arrogance. Like many forefathers of great faith, just as Jacob, Moses, Isaiah, Jeremiah, etc., Job was humbled because he saw God with his own eyes, personal eyes, and he was able to regain the recognition of his original position of dust and ashes, which was part of God's creation. He was then able to accept that he must face temptation, trials, and pain, suffering as an integral part of his life. For today's Christians in the 21st century, we believe that Christ has come to preach the good news. We always talk about good news. Gospel means good news. But pain and suffering is unavoidable in life. Therefore, we can say that certainly suffering or pain is a part of that good news. It is through painful trial in our life that our faith can take deep root, upon which we may improve our human wisdom. Suffering and pain is an undeniable and inescapable fact in life. There are many types and different levels of pain. There are natural and man-made disasters, miraculous and non-miraculous. Pain can be felt by an individual or collective. It can happen only once as an incidental event, and it can be ongoing or on an institutional scale. Pain permeates any affect every phase and every level of life. We experience pain through physical frailty and illness, misunderstanding and distrust, hatred and slander, betrayal by friends, separation during our lifetime and through death, hidden worries even in good times, fear of death, unpredictable fate, alienation of interpersonal relationships, disparity between healthy, wealth, and poverty and illness, continuous war, worldwide hunger, class hatred and struggle, oppression and exploitation, economic aggression, national destruction, displacement, suffering of orphans and widows, abandoned children, terminally ill patients, etc., etc. Countless. So if we want to remove all major and minor suffering and pain in life and in this world, there really is little left. Therefore, if we accept that life is meaningful, then suffering or pain must also have meaning. If we can see the meaning of pain and suffering, we will come to realize that all the gold and silver, jewels, wealth, power, and status in the world are nothing significant. And on this understanding, wisdom will grow in us, like Job. Job's experience leads us to understand that pain does not have positive meaning. Perhaps we all agree that jade is unless it left polished. In fact, in our human history, many great men in history, such as Gandhi, Mandela, they have all experienced hardship. Almost all great people have experienced countless difficulties, frustration, and pain throughout their life. Pain, suffering, and difficulties shape and hone human character, just as fire purifies gold. After experiencing pain, suffering, and frustration, our tolerance threshold will increase, and we will arrive at a stage where we can cherish our hard-earned wisdom in God. So it's difficult for us to know the exact circumstances when Job encountered God. But since that occurrence, he had received the wisdom to change his life. If we are able to see far and wide, with capacity to dwell deeply and thoroughly, we may also be able to change our concept of life suffering and gain wisdom, because we are in the life of God. God is the source of wisdom, and he let us know the meaning, the deep meaning and significance of suffering and pain in our life. So let us learn to see far into the future. The pain we encounter today may be a necessary component of future happiness. And seeing broadly, occurring suffering can be understood as a brief episode of a joyous life. In seeing deeply, the experience of temporary pain is closely bound up with happiness. In seeing thoroughly, we will not make a mountain from a molehill and realize that our experience all have meaning and value in the wisdom of God. So today, a lot of people complain their life, complain the environment, complain the society, complain their neighbor, complain their employer, complain their employee. They complain everything. They complain everyone. But can we understand the wisdom of God? And we can see all these people and all these things from the eyes of God, from the heart of God. Let us learn to see what's happening in our life with the eyes of God, to feel all happening in our life and everything happen in this society with the heart of God, so we could know how to gain the wisdom from God. After Job encountered God, he probably have an epiphany about the mystery of life. So the pain and suffering he experienced was no longer just bitterness, but blessing. Dear brothers and sisters, in the face of the current pandemic, coupled with the political turmoil in society which impact our life in such significant scale. Let us learn from Job. Let us stay courageous in facing our difficulties, even suffering, and rely on God so that we can obtain the wisdom that can only come from God. Let us pray. Dear Father, we give you thanks to give us happiness and sadness, goodness and sickness, health and illness, rich and poor, so we may know you, a God, and so you may search your wisdom. We ask you to let us take heart like Job, willing to encounter with you, to be with you, and turn all the difficulties, suffering, and pain into the blessing in your grace. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.